This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The mainstream pop culture narrative tells us to trust vaccines and labels individuals who do not as anti-vaxxers. But when you look at the history of the vaccine industry, there are many good reasons to question them. In 1986, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program was established to protect the vaccine manufacturers from any liabilities. This program ensured that the taxpayer would pay for all injuries the public suffered from vaccines. Once this protection was in place, government purchasing of vaccines increased by over 300%. In 1994, an unelected board of pediatricians was put in charge of determining which vaccines would be given to your children, all funded by pharmaceutical companies and U.S. taxpayers. Before Presidents Bush and Clinton incentivized the vaccine industry, it was about $100 million a year business. Bill Clinton proposed buying up all the vaccines and distributing them from a warehouse in New Jersey, which Congress rejected. But still, thanks to Clinton's efforts, the government now controls every aspect of the vaccine industry, an industry that has grown accordingly ever since, over 600%. It is expected to be a $60 billion a year business by 2020. Their profits have grown immensely, but what else have they accomplished? Since 1993, there have been 4 measles-related deaths. Now compare this with 483 claims of injury or death from the measles vaccine. The government has settled $4.1 billion in vaccine death and injury claims. According to a New York Times article, the tax on each vaccine is determined by the predicated rate of serious side effects. In other words, not only is the consumer a test subject for the vaccines, but they also pay for any damages sustained from their use. Merck, Sharp, and Dohme has been fined billions for multiple crimes over the years, including fraud, bribing healthcare professionals, withholding safety information, and exaggerated efficacy rates. And yet, thanks to the federal government and taxpayer dollars, they continue to thrive. Is it all about money, or is there something else to it? During a 2010 TED Talk, Bill Gates suggested that vaccines help reduce the population. A year later, one of his vaccine campaigns caused 47,500 cases of paralysis and death. The India Supreme Court claimed that the drug trials being run by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation were illegal. Reducing the population has been suggested and supported for years. Ted Turner told Autobahn magazine that a total population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal. This is what the mysterious Georgia Guidestones call for. When UT professor Eric Pianka came under fire for suggesting that 90% of us should be killed in order to sustain the Earth, his students defended him, saying he was being conservative and that everyone should die. In 2009, Baxter Pharmaceuticals was caught shipping millions of contaminated swine flu vaccinations to 18 countries. The entire shipment was contaminated with the live H5N1 avian flu virus. If one wanted to create a pandemic virus, this is one of the easiest ways to do so. Today, mandatory vaccines are being forced on children in New York. Government bills are being proposed to remove religious and philosophical exemptions
for
and to excuse
for
vaccines. Unvaccinated children from schools.
And just the relocation of third world populations. The full report from Greg Reese can be found at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
InfoWars.com Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, brought to you by you at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are live broadcasting from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today, and I have so much to get to. I've got some things I can and can't talk about what's going on here at InfoWars, but it's the same old story as we're learning and evolving around the censorship to try to survive. So I'll have a little bit about that. The real emergency news for America is the fact that we have wide open borders. Now, there's a frustration that that Alex has here. And I understand why sometimes people think he's out of control, because it's the frustration building up. It's national news today on this Sunday that there's a record number of African migrants coming across the southern border. We were tipped off to this last week. We've been receiving intel of this throughout the week. We've been reporting on this throughout the week. We went down to the migrant centers in San Antonio where they're busing them in and flying them out to report on this. This was linked on Drudge from InfoWars for 48 hours. And so once again, InfoWars has broken the glass on a story that is now being reported on AP News, Fox News, and soon enough will be across the board. And so our role here at InfoWars is to literally smash the glass ceiling that they put on news coverage and force mainstream media's hand to cover these things. Now, you'll notice they haven't really reported about any Ebola threats here, about people coming from Congo where thousands have died, people coming from, where is it? I think Angola and what was the other country where they're now finding Ebola too? There's three of them. I can't think of the other one. Maybe it was Uzbekistan or there was some other one. The point is, you've got all these countries where Ebola is breaking out, killing people, and you have migrants coming from those countries into America. And there's no real consistent answer as far as what kind of vetting is going on. But they say, there's no reason to feel there's an Ebola threat. Don't be ridiculous. Don't be a fearmonger. How is that a fearmonger? The World Health Organization is reporting how Ebola is breaking out all over Africa, stemming out of the Congo. And you have thousands of these African people coming to the United States. And what they do is they say, oh, you know, don't be a bigot. Don't be a racist. You need to be more tolerant. It's about diversity. No, it's about common sense. And if you're not vetting people that are coming here from a deadly disease-ridden country, you're going to bring that deadly disease into your country. And so, you know, I don't want to be the one to come out here and predict an Ebola outbreak in the United States. But, you know, it really wouldn't be that bold. It really wouldn't be that bold of a prediction, would it? With record number of African migrants coming here. Folks, they don't know who they are. They don't know where they're coming from. They're overwhelmed at these facilities. They cannot do proper testing. They cannot do proper vetting. They wind up in your local city. I went and I talked to the woman in charge of the city center in San Antonio, and she even said she's never seen their medical records. People from the Congo. And, I mean, folks, you can just tell some of these people are sick. Now, that doesn't mean they have Ebola. They're bringing disease into this country, into major metropolitan areas. So, while we're dealing with censorship and the attack on free speech here at InfoWars, and we have to find new ways around it to get our content out, that's our emergency. But there is an emergency in the United States right now with wide open borders. And I'll tell you what. I was joking with the crew before, but this is not really a joke. They're already doing this in Europe. You better get ready. You better get ready to take in a migrant. They're literally going to start sending them to your house. What else are they going to do? Think about it. They can't put up enough housing projects. Those get filled up and then basically break down. The facilities are all overwhelmed, so they have to put up pop-up facilities in the middle of metropolitan areas. Then those get overwhelmed. Where are these people going to go? Are they going to be homeless out on the streets? Or is the government going to make some plan to bring them into your home? Oh, but you see, there'll be a migrant tax. So you can either pay the $100,000 a year migrant tax, because that's how much these people, it costs to, you know, feed and shelter these people. So you can either pay the migrant tax of $100,000 a year, or you better be ready to take one in. And again, they sit here and bitch and complain about America being so bad, and so we have to destroy ourselves with open borders. No. We give out billions and billions of dollars in humanitarian aid to all of these countries. If they can't figure that out, we need to cut it off then. But we don't. We keep sending out the billions, and then we take in the millions, and America dies. And I'm just sitting here thinking about today how great America is, even for just a blue-pilled dumbass. There is not a better place to live. You can just binge out on booze and drugs and sports and culture and music and sex and porn and everything in between. And as long as you're an adult, nobody wants to stop you. But you see, all of that is going to be gone if we destroy our country with wide open borders and a welfare state. And they say, oh my gosh, don't you know about the poem? Give us your sick and your hungry and your poor and your tired. people came to this country. That's how America was founded. What's wrong with you? There wasn't a welfare state then. People didn't come here to receive free handouts, three meals a day, a roof over their head, a visit to the doctor. You come here now, that's what you get. So yeah, we can't afford that. That's a bit of a different story, isn't it? But don't let the left and the Democrats, don't let the fact get in the way of a good Democrat talking point. And so this is what we deal with in America, folks. Record number of disease coming across the border. Typhus breaking out in California. Next it'll be Ebola. Record number of African migrants coming here. Some from Ebola-ridden countries. Record number of apprehensions. It's on pace to be over a million. And they believe they can only, they only catch one-third of the illegal crossings. So you're talking about 3 million illegal crossings. And guess what? The Democrats are going to bring them in, and they're going to get them to vote Democrat. And that's it for America. Win at all costs, even if it's America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Look, here's the deal. President Trump has to bust up these big tech social media companies. It's just not even fair. You can't compete with them, man. I'm going to get into something here in a little bit, but I need to do my job here and make sure that we are able to be on air with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I was talking to Alex Jones earlier today, going over some things, some behind-the-scenes things, and we can't really get into some stuff today on air. Now, there's a big story headlining on Drudge right now with Alex Jones' image. I don't even want to get into that right now because there's just so much going on right now with behind the scenes with them trying to destroy us that I just don't even I don't want to be the one to have to talk about it here. And there's a lot of stuff that we just can't talk about yet. But let's just say the stuff that you see them trying to do is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you hear about the lawsuits, but the lengths that they go to try to destroy us and sabotage us and destroy Alex financially, I mean, just with everything, are just unbelievable. And so basically, I mean, I don't want to get into too much of it, but we'll talk about it now. Basically, Alex is like, okay, look, they're never going to stop trying to destroy me here, and we need to have an exit strategy. And so he's like, you know, you need to start building something like Paul Joseph Watson has done with Summit News, because they're never going to stop trying to destroy this place. But so I'm in the process right now of starting what is called a Subscribestar account, which Paul Joseph Watson has started because, you know, they're targeting him for censorship next, where you can go and use Subscribestar and not get censored and just subscribe to original content, exclusive content, the stuff that we used to upload on YouTube, Facebook, etc. Well, we're just going to have to start diverting all of that, basically. And so we're in the process of figuring all of this out. But it's not even fair for these companies, because if you go in and try to start any other social media account, you can't even do it. They have all these different things, and you cannot compete. You cannot compete with these people, and they've bought up any competition that they've had, or they algorithm you out of existence, and you'll never have the big establishment ever come on to any of these other platforms, which is what the mean of people want to follow. And so it has to be broken up. They have to be broken up. It is way out of control. But, you know, you don't even have to go in with antitrust. I think you can just investigate these companies and find out what they're doing with data mining and gathering people and information and spying on people. I bet there's so much illegal activity there. Maybe you don't even need to look at antitrust. But you see, here I am again pontificating on, not even plugging InfoWarsStore.com, which is like the only thing that keeps us alive. It's like we're hanging by a thread, which is InfoWarsStore.com. And as long as they don't shut and can't shut that down, and you support InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars will go on. But the level of attack never stops. They basically want Alex to be paying like millions and millions of dollars a year in legal fare. That's basically what they're trying to do. And so the audience continues to come through, but you know, Alex's concern is like, when does it reach a point where we just can't go on? And what are we going to do? They lie about Alex all day long. They lie about InfoWars all day long. But the audience still remains and supports us at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the most incredible dynamic in American media. Never been anything like it, really. And so, it's like, yeah, we're the most censored name in news. We need your support. We need you to support free speech at InfoWarsStore.com. But the InfoWars Life supplements are the best on the market. And they're all 50% off right now. Save InfoWars Emergency Special, 50% off. I'm telling you, folks, I can't get into all of it, but this is like, Alex is seeing where the barometers are at right now. And he's, you know, testing other waters. But it's like, if we do this sale, 50% off all InfoWars Life products. That's the Bodies, which is incredible, the Super Male Vitality, the Brain Force Plus, the DNA Force Plus, which is the elite of the elite supplements, the Survival Shield X2, the best nascent iodine you can get. So good, we didn't think we'd ever be able to get it again. We're lucky we were able to. The Ultra 12 Vitamin B12, the Ultimate Female Force. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Every InfoWars Life supplement is 50% off. Also, free shipping and double Patriot points. So it's the trifecta of sales happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And they really believe that they can sue us and censor us into oblivion and into nothingness. And they're kicking themselves in the groin every day that this audience supports us. They thought that they could lie and destroy Alex's name and destroy InfoWars' reputation with all of their attacks on us. They haven't been able to do it. And so it's the Save InfoWars Emergency Special, 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements, free shipping, and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And what do we do here at InfoWars? We go right into the belly of the beast. We go right into these Trump protests and show you who they really are. We go right into these illegal immigrant migrant facilities and show you who they really are. We go right up to these drag queen story time readers and show you who they really are. So we're going to debut that video that we're rolling the B-roll of right now on the other side. But that's the work we do at InfoWars. Now, I want to tell you as well, it's kind of depressing having these conversations with Alex because I don't want InfoWars to die. I don't want this ship to crash and start taking on so much water that we sink. You know, I don't want the Death Star of information against the establishment to take on an explosion that takes it out of orbit, what have you. But I've been around long enough to know Alex's foresight is pretty spot on. Just look what he did with InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com to keep us where we're at here. But when he's like, look, you know, we have to think about the future here. If they're just going to destroy us and just in case Trump doesn't move against these big tech companies like we need him to. But you know what you get when you support us at InfoWarsStore.com, and we're going to debut this video. On the other side, I go to Drag Queen Storytime in Leander, Texas. And just like every other time I go to one of these leftist events to try to talk to them, they all have this weird urge to start rubbing up against me and gyrating against me and like humping me. And as soon as I started feeling hands, that's when I started to freak out. These are some freaky people. That video comes up on the other side.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality by the bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
While I did remember to tell you about 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, I forgot to mention the fact that Joe Biggs is going to be joining me in the next hour. In 30 minutes, Joe Biggs will be joining me here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in for Alex today. Thank you for tuning in on this Sunday. Before I get into some of this other news, we're going to air this video from yesterday, debut it on the Alex Jones Show right here. But let me give a little background in case you guys are not up to par on where this story is at right now. So the Leander Public Library about a month ago announced they would be
doing a drag queen story time. Some local activists and myself heard about this, but we were just going to let it slide and then maybe show up that day to document it and check it out, kind of like I did a couple weeks ago with Miss Kitty Litter when she even admits that I was non-confrontational and polite and just asked her some questions afterwards, waited till the families leave. That didn't stop the Austin Chronicle from lying about me. But then they started really pushing for it. Yes, there's Miss Kitty Litter right there. We've got some more questions for Miss Kitty Litter, by the way. Hey, I'm polite. I don't know why you're trying to avoid me. You even admitted I was polite. I just have a few questions for you. You're an adult. You're a man. So just be a man. Just because you're dressed up like a woman doesn't mean you're not a man if you still have a dingling. So just step up. Yeah, you're dressed like a woman, but hey, be a man. So anyway, so this Leander Public Library starts promoting the event on social media with flyers. Some of the local activists and I are like, okay, this is getting out of control. Should we shut this down? And we just decided, let's just go ahead and publicize this so that people know what's going on. I went out and did a man on the street where I'm asking people, handing out the flyers, would you take your kid to drag queen story time? Take your kid to drag queen story time. Did you see what happened in Houston where the registered sex offenders got in and were greeting children? Well, after that, they decided to cancel the event because of the public backlash. Well, then a local church called Open Cathedral decided that they wanted the event to happen, so they rented out a room in the library, then rented out the entire library, and sold tickets to the event. Then, I don't know if they did a background check or what happened, they decided to quote-unquote cancel drag queen story time and have quote-unquote family pride story time. But the drag queens were still sitting outside. A couple of drag queens were upset because they were lied about by Open Cathedral, so who really knows what happened? I suspect background checks, but they didn't want to admit that, because that would be them admitting something else. So I went out to the Leander Public Library to see what all of the fuss was about and try to talk to Miss Kitty Litter. Here is how it went. Owen Schroyer here for Infowars.com, and I am at the Leander Public Library in Austin, Texas, and there is quite a storyline as to how we got here today with massive police presence. Even across the street, there's multiple police vehicles at a funeral home. Down the street, you had police lined up for a quarter mile away from the venue. But let me tell you how we got here as we walk down the police line, and you can see the massive police presence that is out here. So, about a month ago, the Leander Public Library announced that they were going to be having a drag queen story time. And so myself and a couple other local activists here in Austin wondered, do we want to make a big scene of this? Do we want to keep this under wraps and then maybe infiltrate or go film? And then they started promoting it more and more. They released public flyers. And so that's when we decided, okay, I'm going to report on this, shed some light on it, and see what happens. Let's see how this goes.
For radio audience,
hello,
there
sir.
Dozens
are
of
you
police
a,
vehicles.
Are you a gay frog?
Yes, I sure am.
Tell me, what's it like being a gay frog?
You should go ask the gay mafia in Hollywood. You were hearing about that on your show just the other day.
Here we are banging whistles and bells in my face. So what brought you out here to bang on that bell there? Is it true that you were arrested for prostitution?
So this is when the guy comes over and starts to grab me and rub his belly against me so I couldn't talk to Miss Kitty.
Miss Kitty Litter.
Pull the auto down for a second, and because it's
That was the third time I go into that group of people and they did that to me. Okay? So, like, the final time they go in and they, like, one guy's, like, humping and gyrating against me. He's put his hands on me a couple times. Another one is, like, wrapping me up in, like, a sign. There's a flag waving in my face. And, you know, who knows what these people might try to do to you out there. So I just had enough, and I kind of blew up there for a minute. But in case the audience didn't see, they're literally surrounding me, and they do this three different times, banging bells in my face. These people are insane. All right, let's go back.
What brings you out here today? Oh, my gosh. These people are literally all humping me right now.
This was the third different time that happened. Third different time.
Dude, so listen. So these garbage people, first of all, let me explain what's happening here. I covered a drag queen story time in Austin. You people are sick! All I want to know is if it's true that the drag queen you're protecting was arrested for prostitution and is reading to kids, and you don't even care! They love me. They love me. After they literally... We were literally talking about this on the way up here, how there's a weird sexual thing happening with these people. I don't know how much you caught on camera. I don't know how much of this you guys could see. Once they started, literally, they all got around me, and I'm not even kidding you, started humping me and grabbing my genitals and ass. Okay? What the f*** is that? And then they act like I just got raped in there. Seriously, this is a joke. These people are deranged, man. They literally.
Now, if I was a woman,
start grabbing me and.
Seriously, if I was a woman, they'd call that sexual assault. What these people did to me.
Deviants, man.
Or if I was a Democrat, probably.
Yeah, it's all about the children. No, these people are sexual deviants. I'm done playing games, man. I'm done. I'm the one that tries to be polite and tolerant out here. We don't even start yelling and get mad, even though they're sexualizing children.
Nobody hates you. Nobody's trying to change your way of life. Nobody cares if you're gay or anything like that. We just want you guys to open your eyes and see what you're doing to children. That's all. Children are innocent, very suggestible, and there's no reason for them to be having drag queens reading to them. That's all it is. Drag queens can do whatever the hell they want. They can go to Vegas. They can go to the Dirty Sixth Street. They can go to the club. That's all fine and good. All we're asking is, why do you want drag queen story time for kids? It seems a little odd, and when we do background checks on some of these drag queens, it turns out they have arrest records, and some of them are registered sex offenders. If I want to be a volunteer that reads to kids, I should have a background check. So all we're asking is for common sense here, and that you stop taking your sexual deviancy and degeneracy and imposing it on children.
So
other than that,
the full report,
we love you guys. We're out here with love, too.
The full report can be found at InfoWars.com, but those are the types of videos that used to get millions of views on social media and YouTube and everything, and well, they erased us off that, so we've got to figure another way to go viral. We're working on that right now, but go to InfoWars.com, find all the content that we make here.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sitting in for Alex today. Be sure to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements right now. Free shipping and double Patriot points. It's the Save InfoWars Emergency Special. I'm not sure how much Alex is going to want to get into tomorrow as far as why he's announced this, but it's the Save InfoWars Emergency Special. 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements. Free shipping and double Patriot points. At InfoWarsStore.com. Meanwhile, let's see what's going on over there at NewsWars.com. Exclusive, Alex Jones responds to Sandy Hook child porn setup. I can't get into this right now, folks, but you can go check that story out at NewsWars.com. And, there's just some absolute craziness happening behind the scenes around here. So, there's going to be some explosive content coming out of InfoWars whenever Alex feels inclined to release it. Also at NewsWars.com, nervous Nancy Pelosi tamps down far left's impeachment demand, calling it divisive. Have you ever seen a more blibbering fool than Nancy Pelosi? This is unbelievable. You do realize that 2 days ago Nancy Pelosi said Donald Trump was a criminal and belongs in jail? Now she says he shouldn't be impeached. Lady, are you delusional?
So the last time you gave a TV interview, you said he's a criminal, he belongs in jail, and now during this TV interview, you say we should stop calling for impeachment because it's divisive. But saying he's a criminal, he belongs in jail, though, that's what? Not divisive, I guess. And less than impeachment somehow? Nancy Pelosi, a doddering old fool. You know, look, Trump is not perfect. In fact, for purists or close to it that voted for Trump, they're upset with what they're not seeing. There's no wall. Immigration is out of control. Nobody's gone to jail for all the corruption and treason that Trump knows happened. I mean, that's another story over at InfoWars, newswars.com. Trump says Obama had to know of deep state setup to block my presidential bids. And he's tweeted out about how he knows they engage in treason in the whole nine yards, ladies and gentlemen. But no action yet. And it's getting a little ridiculous. The one nice thing, though, you have to give Trump credit. As far as the commander-in-chief is concerned, he has not taken any of the bait to launch new wars or expanded intervention in the Middle East. Troops have kind of come in and out, and it's kind of been almost a stalemate. But they tried to provoke a war in Syria twice, didn't take, and they just tried to provoke an invasion of Iran, and it looks like that's not going to take either. So there's some more developing news on that. But, you know, if you're looking down the road, and if there's any miracle, and if you want to just give Trump credit for being patient before he's due it, could there be a time in the future where you no longer have the Nancy Pelosi's in Congress, in the near future even? You don't have the Chuck Schumer's. You don't have the Adam Schiff's and the Eric Swalwell's. But, oh, yeah, and by the way, they keep showing Bill de Blasio here, who's running for president. He's campaigning all over the United States. You know, he's the mayor of New York, and he's never even there. You are a sham, Bill de Blasio. Your top staffer was arrested for having gigabytes of child porn, a top pedophile, and was climbing up the ranks of the Democrat Party. A lot said he would be the next John Podesta. And this guy is running for president who's abandoned his city, hires a major pedophile. I mean, unbelievable. But that's the Democrats. But you have to be concerned. Will the Democrats eventually fall apart because of their insanity and the lack of delivery on any campaign or any policy ever? The lack of delivery for any Democrat-run city ever? Or are they going to import enough people from other countries, get them on the Democrat voter rolls, so that they'll never leave office? And that's kind of where we're at right now. And that kind of will determine our future, if we're going to continue to have people like Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. Because that woman is beyond delusional, but she is a known liar. And if she's not a known bold-faced liar, then she has dementia and Alzheimer's, and she needs help and to be out of office. She is third in line for the president. She can't even think straight. Or, like I said, she's the biggest bold-faced liar you'll ever see. But yeah, it's one of the two when 2 days ago, you say Donald Trump is a criminal, he needs to be in jail, and then the next day, you say we need to stop calling for impeachment of the Trump. It's divisive. Nancy Pelosi, a doddering old idiot. Her intellect, her brain is on its last legs, if it has any legs left. Nancy Pelosi is like a forward, a soccer player, in the second extra time, and he's run like 8-10 miles on the field, and they need one more run, and they send the ball wide, and he goes for it, and just yank. There goes that hamstring. Nancy Pelosi is one run away, I think, from that. Either a total malfunction live on air, a total brain fart worse than we've ever seen. I just don't see how this woman can survive much longer in this state of mind. I really don't. She's on her last legs. Nancy, you need to get out. But she'll never leave. When you're that big of a criminal and you've made that much money off being a congresswoman, come on, you're not going anywhere. Speaking of Congress, Lindsey Graham refuses to investigate Spygate scandal. Mueller is the final word for me. You know, I'm not really sure how this goes, because I think really what Graham is saying is that there is no Russian collusion here, but if he's saying that they're not going to be looking into the illegal spying of Obama, you really have to wonder if Lindsey Graham is who we want him to be, or if Lindsey Graham is who we thought he was. But it does appear to me that he is just saying, quit calling for impeachment, because the Mueller report says there's no Russian collusion. Which, of course, is true. But you see, here's where the Democrats are out. They're at a win-at-all-cost moment right now in their party's history. And if that cost is America, then so be it. If that cost is, racial divisiveness, civil war, whatever it is, that's all the Democrats are into. Bringing in third world diseases, aborting babies, all of it. That's the cost that the Democrats are willing to pay for power. Because they've lost the Supreme Court. They've lost the presidency. They've got some of Obama's stay-behind networks left. But if Trump gets four more years, that may be enough to really get him out. But you've seen all the money that Soros has poured into local elections. We're talking millions of dollars into local DA elections. Now, why would George Soros be interested in that? Because they're bringing in third world populations. You know, here's the angle that probably someone more financially savvy than me would be able to break down. But, you know, Soros is a big financial trader. I don't even know what you would call him. He's just a big swindler. But, you know, hedging bets on basically economies and currencies. Maybe he's about to make a major bet against the U.S. dollar, so he wants to open the U.S. borders and collapse the U.S. dollar. What happens then?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.